Now, reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 2, and I'm reading the story from the Children's Bible. As the shepherds kept guard, warming themselves at the fire, they told stories to while away the time and to keep themselves awake. Suddenly, the quiet of the night sky was a blaze of light, and the glorious shining figure of an angel bent over them. The shepherds were terrified, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have come with good news for you. It will bring joy to the whole world. This very day, a baby was born in Bethlehem. He is Christ the Lord. Go and see him for yourselves. You will find him tightly wrapped, lying in a manger." At once the whole sky came alive with angels, and the air was filled with their singing. They poured out a hymn of praise and thankfulness to God. "Glory to God in the highest," they sang. "Peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Then as suddenly as they came, the angels disappeared. Slowly the sky sank back into darkness and silence. The shepherds looked at one another, scarcely able to believe that they had not been dreaming. "Come on," they said, "let's go and find out if it's true." They raced across the fields towards the sleeping town. When they found Joseph and Mary and saw the baby lying in a manger, they fell on their knees and worshipped him. Then they told Joseph and Mary all that had happened and the message that the angel had brought. Right, time for you to share now. Anybody brought any gifts that they've opened this morning? You have. Would you like to come out and show us? Bought quite a lot. That's all right. Bring it all out. Oh. Who's that? You've got a lightsaber. It's a nice drinking cup, isn't it? Oh yes, so you can put your snacks in there. Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Aren't they good? That's lovely. And you've got your Christmas jumper on. So have I. Have you? That's good. So, come on. Hello. Hold on. Let's find the switch. It's in here somewhere. Says he. Mind you, I don't know if the batteries work. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute. There we go. How's that? Not sure. I think that made it worse, didn't it? Yeah. That's not my giraffe. Its tail is too tufty, can you feel? Oh, so it's one of those touchy-feely books. Isn't that lovely? Thank you. Funny man. Oh, Claire's got something. Oh, Rosemary's got something. 1,000 places to see before you die. That's somebody that knows you very well then, is it? Oh, and how many of them have you been to already? Good.
990 to go.
Oh, excellent. What have you got, Claire?
I've been given this cat, tabletop, vacuum, crumb collector.
Who's that for? Is that for Jonathan, is it?
It was.
I've seen him eat.
It was from Jonathan and Claire. They make the most mess.
Oh, excellent. You can do the floor later.
Yeah, I'll have to after the mince pies. Yeah.
Excellent.
It's still there.
Yeah, I didn't get sucked in, Stephen. That was a shame, wasn't it? Is it musical? We missed the end, didn't we? Oh. Well, it's nice to see some of you in your Christmas jumpers. Hey. Some of the ones at the back are a bit boring. Oh, you've got sparklies on. Oh! Are you going to give it a shake? Can I give it a shake? Come on, we'll shake it together. That reminds me of jingle bells. I've been trying to teach my granddaughter all the bad words. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin flew away. No, don't you know that one?
Yeah.
And then there's We Three Kings of Orient Are. One in a taxi. One in a car. One on a scooter, bibbing his ooter, following Ringo Starr. They get worse. Yeah, I had wild shepherds wash their socks by night last night at the carol service, and I have to be very careful because I have actually said that once. But then I said no, I didn't. But I think everybody was a bit too. So I got away with it. You got some more? Oh, two cars. Darth Vader car?
Yeah.
And who's that one?
That's that
anyone.
I didn't know what
is this one. Oh. Is that out of Star Wars? Yes, I thought I'd seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm flying on the back.
That's where the rockets are. Well, every year I put up two stockings on the fireplace. Yeah, two stockings on the fireplace, hoping that Father Christmas is going to fill them. And he only ever fills one.
Shall I tell you what I got for Christmas?
What did you get for Christmas?
Stand back.
Oh! A petrol can. Is that for diesel?
I don't know.
It's a black one. It's diesel. I hope there's nothing in it. In case we set it off. Oh, Peppa Pig Doodle.
I thought we'd do a little game with
it. A game with it?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, it stinks of diesel. I was going to blow it, but... Well, I did get some things in my stocking. Look, I got some new thermal gloves. Oh, what are you going to show us, Claire? Oh, right. It's obviously got to that stage already, isn't it? You'll have to get used to that, John. It happens two or three times a night now. Not that I remember. Look, some lovely thermal gloves. The only trouble is I can't get the string undone. I think that's been done on purpose. I've tried cutting it. And also, Father Christmas quite kindly left the price on. £7.50. It's nice to know how much I'm worth, isn't it? I also got some moisturiser. Number 7 for men. On the label it says... A boost of all vitamin C to help recharge tired looking skin. You think somebody's trying to tell me something? I've been around a bit. That's what I think. And it's very small writing. Thank you. Now we've got a bit of an educational theme for our story this morning. I said there wasn't going to be a sermon. Oh, and the other thing is, there's no collection either. But we are collecting for Crisis for Christmas, and the bucket is by the door. So as you're going out this morning, if you want to put something in, that would be great. So thank you for that. How many exam certificates has Father Christmas got? How many, I said? Three. Yeah, he's got three ho-ho-ho levels, hasn't he? See, the old ones are the best, aren't they, really? Anyway, and I know, how many teachers have we got in this morning? Head teacher. Oh dear. Okay.
I'll give up there, dear.
Perhaps I will. No, it's okay. I need three volunteers, please. Oh, thank you. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Claire, are you volunteering? Oh, you're not going to the toilet then? Not something we need to know, is there, Claire?
Excuse me.
He'll do it. There you go then. Thank you. You wait till later. Right, so for this morning's lesson, there are three R's. Thank you. Look at that, nicely coloured. And so what do you think the three R's stand for? They're the most important thing we do at school. This is why I apologise, you see. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's why I never learnt to spell at school. That's how we were taught in those days. Yes. Drawing. I could have done that one, couldn't I? We could have had roaring. That would have been good. I would have had difficulty fitting four R's in. And we have such fun at school, don't we? Reading, writing, and arithmetic. But what are they really? What do we really study at school now? Because they do numbers. Go on then. Yes. And they're big words. Literacy, numeracy. I'm stuck now. Is that all we do? Humanities. I can't fit that into a story, can I? Anyway, I wanted to tell you about three different R's. And the first one, it's all right, I'll stand behind you. You can stand there, that's fine. Hold them up, please. About three different R's. The first R. Who wants to be the first R? Doesn't matter. Thank you. The first R stands for reject. You know, sometimes we're faced with choices, aren't we? Buying presents for people, arranging gifts, what to have for dinner, But one of the greatest choices that we can make is to follow Jesus. Today we celebrate his birth. We give gifts. We share meals. We send Christmas greetings and cards. But we have a choice. A choice whether to follow him. And not just the baby in the manger, but Jesus, our Saviour, who came as the greatest gift, offering the gift of life. So we can either accept or we can reject. And the second R stands for receive. Many of us will be giving and receiving gifts this Christmas. But the Bible tells us that those who receive him receive the greatest of gifts, for they become the children of God. And so as God gave us this greatest of gifts at Christmas, we can choose to receive this gift and the gift of life. In nearly 2 weeks' time, when we take down the Christmas decorations and pack everything away, I wonder if our third R will come to mind. And that's reflect. I've been doing up the bathroom over the last few weeks, and I sent the Vivian last night as I looked at the nicely tiled walls and everything nicely rearranged. We haven't got a mirror. Somewhat of an oversight. I don't fancy trying to shave with a razor just in case it slips. But as we pack away the decorations, and we'll be packing away our nativity scene, I wonder if we will reflect on Christmas. For we have seen the glory of God, born in a little baby, grown to be a man, offering himself for the salvation of the world. And in a few weeks' time, our children go back to school and back to the three R's of literacy, numeracy and humanities. No, I mean reading, writing and arithmetic.